Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Wednesday, July 26th, 2023. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I have with me my regular Wednesday co-host, Mr. David Scorpio. Good afternoon, David.
Richard's greetings, and good to be with you, and just waiting for Russia to win the war after 18 months almost.
Yes, it's, yeah, well, I mean, a lot of people certainly are siding with Putin, and at the same time, I mean, what really is going to come of this other than more investment opportunity for these developers? And well, I mean, we've had so much money laundering this whole time. That's a big part of it, I'd say. There's a claim out there right now that Zelensky is at the heart of this Biden family bribery scandal. So, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of it was related to Ukraine fund appropriating.
Oh, it's a dirty game all the way around for sure. And, you know, needless to say, I loathe, you know, this Zelensky, the dwarf Jew, not on his side, make no mistake about that. But we're being fed a false narrative about the mighty Russian military going to end the war in a week. It's been going on for, what, almost 18 months. And just the other day, Groper Joe just gave another $400 billion to Ukraine. And it's actually the 43rd cash payment out to Ukraine without any congressional approval. So much for the days of Congress controlling the purse strings of the government. That's all down the memory hole. And the president just hands out money whenever he feels like it now. So kind of a complete breakdown of the system, let's say.
I came across this article earlier this week, yesterday, and Greg Hunter has a story at U.S. Watchdog. It's a way to destroy the dollar. He's talking about, well, he had Jim Rickards featured, warning of supply chain fragility and BRICS currency plan. I mean, it's amazing. Even France is joining BRICS now. At least I'm told they want to, last I heard. Mexico, I mean, I don't know. You know, it's just becoming a new centralization for international banking and trade, as opposed to having a duality, you know, a bipolar system. It seems like it's just shifting, like, you know, the whole classic Eurasian shift term indicates. Where, I mean, we're hearing the yuan, more than 50% of trade has surpassed the U.S. dollar in their recent quarter. So, I mean, certainly everyone's detaching from the dollar, but it's just going to be, it doesn't seem like there'll be two competing world systems. There'll just be a system that's further away from U.S. Influence or ability to prop up the, well, a value of the dollar internationally.
Well, yeah, that's certainly already baked in the cake, no matter what happens with so-called BRICS. But I'd be greatly surprised if France or Mexico are allowed to join for a variety of reasons. I don't think that's going to happen. But one thing that's for sure, inflation's baked in the cake. It's going to get worse. And the dollar has been terribly mismanaged. That's really how they've kind of kept the empire held together, with bubblegum, duct tape, and lots of magic shekels.
Plenty of magic shekels to go around, so no worry there. And, well, as far as, I mean, I don't know. I think closer to home concerns for most people focus on the economy. And really, this green agenda is going to affect our pocketbook more and more moving forward if we don't have stronger pushback. So, I mean, I'd say that that's related. I mean, I just noticed last night there was another spike in gas prices currently. And biggest spike. I don't know, it's hard to tell how much things have shifted since I've moved in a year ago, and I'm in maybe a better, less urban area currently. But certainly, if he's going to use those last little drops of the strategic petroleum reserves, he should probably do it now. Might as well, right? I mean, I don't really think that, I don't know. What is the theory behind the strategic reserves? Is it just relating? I mean, surely it's not just about wartime. It's just if you suddenly don't have any fuel for just everyday life, right?
Well, yeah, it's just an emergency reserve of fuel. But it's, as I understand, it's been drained down to about 15% of capacity because Groper Joe has used it to try to lower oil prices a few different times. I personally don't think there's any shortage of fuel. I believe in the abiotic oil theory that oil is produced as a byproduct of the chemical and heat reactions going on inside the earth. So this idea that there's fossil fuels is absurd. It's a scheme cooked up by John D. Rockefeller back really shortly after oil was so-called discovered or rediscovered, let's say. And the idea was to create the notion of great scarcity. This stuff is rare. That's why we have to make it expensive. And it's another game being played upon us that gas is anywhere close to where it is. It's ridiculous, and it's very plentiful. There's lots of oil and gas to go around, but there's also better technologies that we could be using. And I'm not talking about solar panels and windmills and electric cars. There's exotic technologies that exist that we are not allowed to have access to for a variety of reasons at this time.
Yes, and of course, they're being more bold about their plans of just having most people get shamed into not owning their own private vehicles in the future. And the same thing with housing, of course. I live in your little pod. Home Depot is marketing a micro home, supposedly successfully at the moment. I don't know. I think that's a little further down the line. But the vehicle thing, they're certainly starting to shame people and be bold about it at this point. You also, though, with the electric cars, as much as they're inefficient, you hear about how heavy they are. It's much more damaging and dangerous as far as colliding into something when there's an accident. And tearing up the roads because of that weight. They're just all around. Electric battery-powered cars are just, I don't know. They should just be scrapped, and you need to start fresh on the drawing board.
Oh, yeah, they're a disaster on every front. And that's a good point. They do tear up the roads. Electric cars weigh about 3,000 pounds more than a car of its similar size than a gas powered car. So you have basically double the weight of the car due to the batteries. And don't forget, when you have an electric car, you're sitting on top of this giant bank of batteries, and so essentially your genitals are getting exposed to very high levels of radio. Electromagnetic frequencies and charges. It's not exactly healthy. It's not good for you. God only knows what it's going to do to people as time goes on. And then, of course, the whole issue of the batteries being toxic and you can't dispose of them, you can't recycle them. The whole thing is absurd. And, it costs around $23,000 to replace a battery pack in a Tesla after about 5 years. So, they're ticking time bombs in a lot of different ways, Richard. How many people have, 20 grand sitting around to replace the battery pack in their car after 5 years? That's, so Tesla, there are going to be a lot of cheap Teslas for sale pretty soon.
Certainly, and it's just going to add further to landfills. I mean, it's anything but caring about the environment when you harvest these rare earth minerals as well, for that matter, regarding the batteries and a lot of the components in these electric vehicles. So, all around, it weighs that it truly is harmful to the environment, and then other ways where the environment is not at threat from cow farts or plant fuel. So,
well, yeah, and you know, another aspect of this whole electric car thing is, you know, you mentioned the rare earth minerals. That's of course primarily mined by China. These rare earth minerals, and it's just another way that they're handing over the industrialization of the Western world directly to China, which has been going on since NAFTA, essentially, but getting much worse now. So the idea that, that China is some rogue player and some threat, and that deals aren't cut about this sort of thing behind the scenes, is absurd. China is certainly a member of the so-called New World Order. They are not fighting the New World Order, and China wants to do a whole lot more than just do business. China is the model for the world government, the system of government, the one-party system, is coming to a city near you. America is going to become a one-party state slowly if this system is allowed to continue. The Republicans are not going to have the presidency again, in my view. I'd be very surprised if Donald Trump or any other Republican takes power in America again. Of course, you'll have Republicans in you know, local government, but not in the federal government. We're heading for a one-party state, Richard. That's the plan, and that's what's unfolding before our eyes.
I unfortunately agree with you all too well. And just the economic news is very abysmal. We did have, at least for the temporary, who knows if it would have continued even under those policies. But, I mean, the Trump era had a bit better economy. And, of course, fuel prices as one example of that. We're hearing that since Biden took office, gas is up 52%, real wages down 3%, yet prices up, what, 16.6%, according to their figures, of course, for inflation. So it's much more drastic than that, even still. But mortgage rates up 153%, David.
Oh yeah, this rising of the interest rates, raising of the interest rates is going to really mess up the economy. It's not going to stop inflation like they claim. It's going to cause stagflation, which is really what they want. They want to do everything they can to ruin the economy because they were hoping to get there through COVID. They were hoping to shut the economy down and, you know, pretty much stop the economy, take it to close to a standstill with COVID, but that didn't work out. So they're approaching it in a different way. They're going to get the same, you know, result through different means. And the green economy is all that is. It's just another road to the same destination as they try to get us to with COVID, and it's going to be really very, very destructive to the economy of the West. If you think China's going to go along with all these restrictions on their economy or India, you're sadly mistaken. That's their new source of, you know, essentially inexhaustible slave labor. And it's part of the power shift to the East because they have unlimited slave labor in those two countries, essentially.
And we're still hearing a lot of claims the government can't afford higher for much longer regarding the Fed's interest rates. And I mean, what do you suppose is going to happen? I mean, is there going to be in some sort of economic resetting in the near future?
Well, I think that's all up for grabs right now. It all depends on a lot of things. But the interest rates, you know, I sent you that article from one of the local newspapers here that the cost of real estate has not really dropped despite this this huge increase in interest rates, which it's made it much more difficult for, you know, real people to get loans on a property because they're just being scooped up by cash with these investment firms. And that's part of the plan, unfortunately. So,
Oh yeah. Like, I mean, we hear BlackRock with cash buying entire blocks with 120% the market value, that they can afford to do that. Just like the, well, these agendas for their woke policies, anti-white policies, and what have you, it's the same, where profit isn't as important as getting you out of private vehicles and owning your, out of the idea of owning your own home. So, I mean, well, yeah, that,
but yeah, Richard, that's a very important point, though. I think we need to get past this idea that all these corporations are working on the model. We need to have maximum profit. That's true, you know, at lower levels, but at the highest levels, they're operating beyond the idea of profit because they already own everything. These corporations are all, the interlocking ownership is staggering once you look into it, you know, and so the idea that we all have to live our lives worried about profit and making money and, you know, all this, but at the top, the game is completely changed and they're operating from a completely different set of rules and motivations.
Economic equity, if you will. And as far as domestic politics, a bit more, well, Hunter Biden's plea deal is unraveling. The Justice Department plea deal fell apart just today, according to federal prosecutors and the defense. So this first son has been expected to plead guilty to two tax misdemeanors and for not paying federal taxes on crime. But RFK Jr. is still maintaining the highest favorability rating among presidential candidates in a new poll. DeSantis cut a third of his staff because he's a distant second in the Republican polls at this point, and really can't afford to keep that amount on. But, you know, Dem representatives are starting to admit there are questions that need to be asked on the Biden scandal. But I myself don't have any questions.
Yeah. Well, I was under the impression that Hunter Biden already got the deal. I didn't realize that it was still in progress. I thought it had already been, I thought he already paid the money he owed, or, you know, and the fines and all this. And I thought that was a done deal. I didn't realize that it was. Are you sure about that? That it's falling apart? And that just a fantasy?
Well, I mean, we're still getting. This is a recent story that just came in today. So, I mean, yeah, these updates. And let's see. I mean, they had some MSNBC videos linked from Twitter. I can share that for you to look at during the break there.
Oh, okay. Good. Good.
But so, yeah, we'll see what your thoughts are on that when we come back. But, RFK Jr. is blasting public health agencies for endorsing the lockdowns. You know, he's been talking about the shots, COVID, rather, regarding Ashkenazi and Chinese not being as susceptible, talking about how the primaries were rigged for Hillary, regarding 2016, I believe he was referring to. But, I mean, you know, there's a lot of ways where it doesn't seem like he really wants to be president. He just wants to get info out there. And you have to wonder how much he's controlled. So I'll get your thoughts on that as well, David, when we return.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey with my Wednesday co-host, David Scorpio. Yeah, I just threw one other link to you, David. There is one source claiming that home sales have gone down a little bit in the past year. Over at Zero Hedge, new home sales tumble in June. Prices tumble, though, as well, they're claiming. So, I mean, maybe this is just a barely starting trend, and maybe it won't continue. I'll keep the average with the housing bubble propped up into infinity, because, like I said, this is beyond profit. This is an agenda. But they are claiming median new home price fell 4% year over year to $415,400, average selling price at $494,700. And other data from the U.S. Census Bureau shows the first half of 2023 had seen the largest decline in U.S. home prices on record. So that's, I don't know, you know, that's just, I have some charts with it, and that's at least one source claiming that there's a bit of that manifesting at the moment, albeit possibly temporarily.
Well, yeah, I mean, the home prices are going to have to come down a little bit, maybe 10 to 15% maximum. But look, a 4% decrease in home prices is nothing. I mean, it's not enough to make much of a difference given how high the prices are. I mean, you've got houses, you know, in just in an average neighborhood in California for $800,000. I mean, so, you know, that's absurd that people's income have not kept up with that dramatic rise in price. And the prices are going to come down a small amount. But really, if we had a real functioning market, the prices would probably drop by about 40% in the higher areas. And, you know, in California, they're not dropping. And I know in places like Atlanta, other major cities are not dropping. Hopefully rural prices will come down more, because I'd like to get into a rural property here soon. But I think we're not dealing with a traditional real market. That's the problem. And, you know, if you look at the other article from Zero Hedge about Hunter Biden, you know, it, once you go past the clickbait title, it says Hunter Biden pleads guilty following last minute deal with DOJ. So he signed the deal. They're saying that there might be other ongoing investigations in the future. Well, yeah, there might be a lot of things. But I don't see this as like the thing that's going to take down the Biden family.
No.
It's going to be covered up, unfortunately. I don't think this is going to amount to much. You know, even though if an average person did what Hunter Biden did, he'd be in jail for a long time. But we all know that's not how the system actually operates.
No, I agree there. I wasn't implying that it was going to lead to anything significant, even for Hunter, much less for the family as a whole. And I mean, but there were some comments out there, like Citizen Free Press was tweeting, I cannot begin to understand how Hunter Biden's lawyers walk him into that courthouse without knowing exactly what the constraints, what the limitations of the deal are. And so, you know, I don't know, I guess there was a bit of unprofessionalism and confusion portrayed in some of the proceedings and how things have been moving along. But yeah, it's not anything of all that much significance. Let's see, I don't know, there's not much more to say on the whole fiasco with the it's really ridiculous how early they start even campaigning these days for presidential election season. But well, we're having still once in a while, you know, some people talking about COVID-related news. The dancing COVID nurses, one person was relating to again, referring to. And they're saying one of the most unsettling narrative relationships during the COVID pandemic lockdowns was the assertion by various governments, think tanks, and media pundits that the mandates weren't just stopping the spread, but they were also saving the environment from what they claim will be inevitable apocalyptic climate change. While the COVID agenda has all but disappeared thanks to millions of people and half the U.S. states rejecting restrictions, climate hysteria is still alive and well. And yeah, that is true that they have been still claiming. The World Health Organization and these other international bodies that climate change is leading to this frequency of pandemics out there, Gates and everyone else. But well, they're saying one of the most obnoxious trends in COVID propaganda was the constant TikTok dance videos, dancing politicians, dancing talk show hosts, and dancing nurses. We all remember those, all telling us to comply while frolicking around like maniacs. Well, it's not over because the dancing COVID nurses are back, and accepting carbon controls is just as important as mandates. We have like almost controlled opposition, I guess, videos with these sort of characters now. It's I don't know, no surprise, you know, more but COINTELPRO.
Sure, and it's like I've been saying, you know, since the beginning of COVID, that COVID and the green agenda are just two different roads to the same destination. And it's just sort of a trick they're playing on people's minds, so people don't understand that the agenda is what matters. They don't really care how they get us there. Okay, there's the means by which they get us there is important. The point is to get us to the destination they want us to go. And the Green Agenda, I believe, is going to be a very big. Some big moves are going to be made on that very, very soon.
I think we hit the break. We'll be right back.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey with my Wednesday co-host, David Scorpio. And a bit of shift in topic here, but, well, along the COVID lines nonetheless. Ice Cube was telling Tucker Carlson why he refused the COVID vax. Rapper and actor Ice Cube told Tucker Carlson that he refused to get the COVID-19 vaccine because it wasn't ready, and that his decision cost him a $9 million role, a $9 million film role in a Jack Black film. "I never wanted to be controlled," the rapper told Carlson in the back of a car as the two drove around Los Angeles. When asked by Carlson why he refused the jab, Cube said, "It wasn't ready. It was 6 months kind of rush job, and I didn't feel safe." I think that's, I don't know. I mean, when Cube asked Carlson if he'd been vaccinated, Carlson replied, "Of course not." So that's good. But, you know, both of them are out there acting like, "Oh, well, it's because it wasn't ready yet, not because these would never be good for us, because by design, they're not to do anything good, but rather the opposite." David.
Well, exactly, Richard. That's exactly where my mind was going with this. And, you know, going back to RFK Jr., you know, he is actually not against vaccines. He wants safer in vaccines. This is the same line that Trump was using early on in his, presidency. RFK Jr. wants more testing, more regulation, more safety in vaccines. He even said he got his children vaccinated. So not for COVID, but for all the other stuff. So yes, the idea that vaccines are safe at all in any way, it's a pseudoscience, and I really believe that vaccines have been used to spread cancer and other diseases, beginning with the grandfather of them all, which essentially was the vaccine from the 1950s. So if you ever read the book, Dr. Mary's Monkey, it goes into this idea that the early vaccines were actually, you know, tainted with simian monkey cancer, and this actually spread the outbreak of cancers to the boomer generation, essentially. And you can kind of look at the outbreak, the massive outbreak of cancers, and the vaccine rollouts. They sort of coincide, so along with autism and all these other weird autoimmune diseases that never used to exist. So all of the vaccines are very dangerous. Just this newest one is probably the worst, because it was essentially represents a step forward in the technology of killing people and making it look like, oh, well, he had a heart attack. Oh, gee, he had cancer. Oh, this happened. Not the vaccine, though. So they're very careful in how they're covering this up. And there's a reason why vaccine manufacturers have immunity from any liability, especially with an emergency use only vaccine like this one.
Absolutely. And you really have to admire the machinations of these people, as much as we despise their control agendas. I mean, because look how many things they were accomplishing simultaneously. Everything you just described with these shots, but also, of course, the greatest transfer of wealth in all of human history, some might suggest, but it's certainly been in recent times, and a consolidation of, well, monopolies, further still putting a lot of small businesses out of business in the process. So, I mean, it was kind of another angle as one of these intermediate bailouts in another form.
That's a good point, Richard. Absolutely. And you look at what's going on with the Amish. They basically have very, very low cancer rates, no autism. They don't have all these strange autoimmune diseases. So, gee, they don't vaccinate their kids for anything. So you'd think if these vaccines were so wonderful that, you know, the Amish would be, you know, dying of all these horrible diseases and, you know, barely making it. But instead, the opposite has happened. So I think we need to examine the entire premise of vaccines, that they're probably, in fact, certainly have been a detriment. And as you pointed out, very big money. Because everything, you know, with every aspect of the agenda, money is always part of it, because they want to strengthen the control of money. So it depends on what level you're looking at the event or the agenda. There's always an element of money to it, but at the highest level, it transcends money. But they always want to increase the power of money, even though they already own everything. So the vaccines have been a huge profit. I wonder what – I've never heard a figure of – what has been the actual profit of vaccines for these pharmaceutical companies going back to the 1950s? I'm sure it's in the trillions of dollars when you look at just the numbers of just Americans alone and people worldwide. They've taken all these vaccines at like $20 a pop or maybe even more. So, yeah, it's an incredible story of corruption, money, and control.
Yes, it certainly keeps all of the gears oiled for all of the talking heads, middle men, to stay motivated and in line. Big Pharma's money monopoly over the media, keeping it in place. So, yes, at the top, though, there are things transcending money with the private central banks, with these international organizations. But of course, you know, yeah, the other agenda during the COVID lockdowns, of course, will start furthering these international agendas and linking them more, as you point out. I mean, the World Health Organization talking about a pandemic treaty, you know, then trying to shift control of that over to the United Nations, which is really the hub now, I suppose, rather than in the past, the Council on Foreign Relations. So you have shift. Oh, it's because of climate change. So that's the real goal. Now we need these green agenda international treaties as the overarching web. But all of it's justified, you know, for humanity's sake. Otherwise, we wouldn't be civil or moral And of course, think of all those brown people. They're affected disproportionately by all of these things I mentioned, David.
Well, yeah, that's the other aspect of the green agenda, is the essentially a huge transfer of wealth from the West to the so-called undeveloped countries. And really what they want to do is equalize all the countries of the world and have them be at the same, you know, third world level in terms of crime, education, and infrastructure. America has dropped considerably, and unfortunately it's going to keep moving in that direction as long as we have a federal government that is sort of, you know, pushing along this agenda, regardless of what party is in power. You know, all this political stuff is just window dressing. So people don't realize that the agenda creeps forward no matter what party is in power. It doesn't really matter which one. They just accomplish different goals depending on which party is in power. But the goal now, the Republicans are there to lose. Their goal now at the top of their party is to lose elections by doing very stupid things like pushing the abortion issue and pushing things that really go against the zeitgeist of where the country is going, unfortunately. And so the Republican Party is in big trouble, guys. I don't see any resurgence of the party when you've got people like Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy running the show, who are essentially double agents and working for the other side.
Well put, indeed. And if I were to mention any more in the economic front before we go to the phones, 512-248-8252, folks, if you want to join. Bank of England's QE-driven losses are worsening, and they expect to hit 150, and that's, well, what, in euro? No, it wouldn't be in euros, but, the equivalent of $12 billion in U.S. dollars, so it's, certainly similar, a mirror image of over here, you know, and people are always talking about can fractional reserve banking survive, but I mean, you know, it's just all about cooking the books, adding zeros, printing paper. I don't know, anything else you want to say on that, David, before we go to the phones?
Well, that's, yeah, just briefly, that's why they have to go to this digital currency, because once you go to an all-digital currency, all the rules of monetary policy are right out the window. They can literally do whatever they want. And I was just reading the other day that Putin is enacting a digital currency in Russia now. So that's just more idea that Putin isn't exactly going to be the one that's going to stop the New World Order.
Okay, interesting. And yeah, what the report actually had for Bank of England estimated it required the Treasury to transfer a total of 150 billion pounds by 2033 to cover expected losses on the central bank's quantitative easing program, up from a previous calculation of 100 billion. But, one more thing internationally. Over in India, they're deploying an artificial intelligence news anchor, David. So that should be at least entertaining for us to try to check out there.
Well, this is a test run for future events. And, you know, we were talking about Home Depot earlier. Home Depot is phasing out cashiers. It's all going to be self-checkout. So they're already starting this program of getting rid of jobs, replacing with AI and computers. And let's be honest, you could probably replace with the technology they have right now probably half of the so-called white-collar jobs as well. So we're at a point in the economy where they don't really need very many workers, and they don't want highly intelligent workers. They want people that are smart enough to push a button but not intelligent enough to ask why.
Yes, indeed. We have Gene in Kentucky on the line. Gene.
Yes. Let me turn off this other phone here. Yes. Y'all think the Amish are so healthy?
No. Hello? I was saying the exact opposite of that.
I was saying
if vaccines are so wonderful, why aren't the vaccine or why aren't the Amish dying and sickly because they don't vaccinate their children at
they
all?
They are. Now, I'm not saying because of vaccines. I'm talking about what they eat. Because I went to one of those lifelines.
Yeah.
I've gone to several of those lifeline screening things where you pay so much money and you could have, you know, the little ultrasound on your neck and, you know, and your legs and all to look for blood clots and all that. I don't know if y'all ever did that, but I've had it done like two or three times, some in Louisville and some here. Well, anyway, I witnessed a whole big round table at this church where we were waiting. You know, they had the people over there at the side with the little curtains. I mean, the technicians, people that did these little fake, I call it fake tests or whatever. Anyway, there was a whole mess of them around this table, men and women both. So they do get sick. They die of heart disease and everything else. So anybody thinks that the Amish, I mean, unless they stick to the garden food, they're going to die of all these diseases. I'm not saying the children aren't healthy. You know what I'm saying? I was, too, as a youngster. But I'm telling
we're
you,
all
these
gonna die
Amish
of something.
Do not remain. These Amish do not live to be 100-something years old unless they only eat from the garden. But they do get all these diseases and stuff because the ones I go to, you know, buy produce, they have chickens and all that.
Well, ma'am,
they don't think about a thing about them.
Well, ma'am, you have a couple personal experiences. You're basing everything on there. It sounds like from what we've heard from data out there, it's showing quite the opposite. But
yeah, I'm not
thank
saying
you for
the children aren't healthy. I witnessed
okay.
that because I watched them run around
I don't
barefoot.
See what they're eating that's so harmful. But, David, would you like to
yes,
comment?
Yes, it is, too. You know, if you don't eat just garden food, you're going to ingest the same things you get in the vaccine.
Okay, so what are you referring to that's not garden food? You're talking about, like, meat and dairy? What
I'm
are you
telling
referring
you,
to?
You got to avoid. You got to stick to God's garden. We were created in the garden.
All right, you're referring to a vegan diet. Okay, all right.
Yes, I believe that God laid you down in green pastures.
All right, I appreciate your input for those interested in it.
Okay, I appreciate y'all being there and love y'all. Listen, y'all, but y'all take care. Thank you so much for being there. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. David, would you like to comment before we go to the next caller?
Well, I'm not quite sure what her point was, but I guess, we have a system now where vaccines are part of it. The intentional poisoning of our food is part of it. The terrible diet that they recommend for Americans to eat is all part of a very unhealthy lifestyle to feed customers into the medical industrial complex. It's all part of a strategy to depopulate and keep people sick so they can make money off them. But overall, the Amish are far more healthy than the rest of us.
Absolutely.
That's just fact.
Yeah, I mean, they don't get all the extra hormones injected into these factory farms, all of the additives and all of the processed products with extra chemicals, additives, preservatives, colorings, you name it. But, yeah, let's go to Rick in Arizona. Rick.
Yeah, I would just like to make a couple of comments. As far as the price of oil goes, giving president's credit, not credit. I don't really think we can really do that.
I was going out a little too far there. Yeah, sure.
If you go back to Jimmy Carter and we had this energy crisis, he banned the export of crude pumped out of the ground in North America.
You know, but the one thing I will say, though, is that, I mean, Trump did seem to be pushing back against the green agenda a bit publicly, making it sound like it was a scam. And that was healthy because it gets more people looking into that. But go ahead.
Yeah, well, you can find all sorts of greenies around Trump. Just look a little closer. So Carter banned the export of crude oil out of this country. Okay. Now, it was right before Trump became president under Barack Obama. A couple of senators from the state of North Dakota, the name is Hoven and Heitkamp, John Hoven and Heidi Heitkamp. And Heidi Heitkamp was a one-term senator, and I would say she was a hitman. Well, anyways, they had this big ominous bill for the budget, and they needed to get it through, and they lifted the ban on exporting crude oil onto the world market. And Obama signed it, and then Trump moved right into office. Now there's 1,100,000 barrels pumped out of the Bakken every day. They hadn't been there 12 years ago or 13 years ago. It's now being floated over to Asia, and maybe it's going to start going over to Russia or Germany, because I think they are doing some LP gas deals. But our oil is, people don't even know that there's so much oil that they have to totally choke the distribution points. They have to start wars or fake wars, you know, to control the price of oil. I think the price of oil is just too powerful for any political person in office. But we need to go back, and I like what Paul from California, we need to get rid of these people at the top, or in our country. We have to get rid of these people. This is a small sliver. So I'm just saying is, there's so much oil, and energy is free. It can be made. We dams produce oil or energy for nothing. Nuclear produces it for nothing after you expense out the cost. So thanks for taking the call.
Oh, okay. Well, David, do you want to comment?
Well, I disagree about the nuclear energy. It costs billions of dollars to build nuclear power plants, and the dangers of the aftermath of, I'm just not a big fan of nuclear power for a variety of reasons. Much, I mean, all you're doing is boiling water. There's much more efficient ways to boil water. But yeah, there's abiotic oil. Oil is produced all the time. And let's not forget, Russia has some of the deepest wells in the world for their gas and oil. And the deeper you go, the better oil you're going to hit. That's another secret they don't want people to know about. So, you know, they've stopped exploring very deep into the earth. They want us to think about going to Mars and going to the moon and exploring the universe, but they don't even have the oceans or very deep inside the earth explored. So everyone should think about that a little bit too.
Okay, yes, no, good points to consider there, for sure. Well, and so, I don't know, how would you like to wrap things up today, David?
Well, you know, the caller made a good point that, you know, the powers that run the oil cartel are immense, but they are on board with the green agenda, believe it or not, because when you get to the top of the pyramid, You have to join the club and do as you're told. And this green agenda is going to become a very, very big thing here, I believe, over the next year or two. That's going to sort of overshadow what COVID was. You're going to see, once we get enough electric cars on the road and not building any more power plants, which is what they're doing, you're going to see the calls for, we have to ration power. And that's why they want the smart grid in place, so they can control exactly how much energy you're going to use, at least in the West, and really destroy all what's left of the industrial base and ship it all over to China and India, where they have slave labor. And that's part of the shift to the East, the power pivot to the East. And as long as we have a federal government, we're going to have the same problem. If we got rid of the federal government, we don't need it. It should be all it's going to take is one state to break away and say we don't want to be part of it. And let's face it, the South was right. We should have had a Confederacy rather than this ridiculous idea of the United States of America held together by this overall federal government, which is very quickly turning into a totalitarian system.
And it's pretty much the most dangerous wire to touch. I mean, along with what, Jewish power and fractional reserve banking, you know, I mean, to try to print your own currency the way you're treated for that, like Adolf Hitler or Gaddafi were, it's just as dangerous when you hear about how many people have designed these engines, which run on really simple fuel alternatives and are killed. David, I mean, things like what, hemp oil and all sorts of others I've heard of. I once heard of one that even allegedly was just on water. I don't know. Did you ever hear about that one?
Oh, yeah. There's been several people that have invented cars run on water, and they've met untimely deaths. Stanley Myers is one from San Diego. He was actually driving the car across country to meet, very naively, with officials from the Pentagon because he wanted to give the technology to them. And he mysteriously died at a restaurant and was poisoned, essentially. So, yeah, there's all kinds of exotic technologies. It's a whole nother rabbit hole. And if you think about it, I believe that there's, you know, anti-gravity craft that the government has control of. And once you enter into that kind of power, the whole laws of physics as we know them are essentially not entirely correct. And that's part of the big scam that we live under, is this idea that everything, there's a shortage of everything, Richard, and we have to have a government to keep it all under control, because otherwise we're going to run out of everything.
Well, thank you so much, David, once again, for exposing hidden and forbidden knowledge.
Oh, that's just the tip of the iceberg there, Richard. That's a deep rabbit hole to go down. And, a lot of these guys that get involved in free energy research meet untimely deaths. It's quite an interesting topic.
We'll have to go there again. And thank you, as always. Have a great week. And where can everyone check out all of your archives? Well, once again, the websites.
American National Radio Network on podbean.com and grizzom.blogspot.com, grizzom.blogspot.com.
Fantastic. All right. Well, thank you, brother. Have a great day.
Thank you, Richard. And thanks, everyone out there. Everyone have a good day.
And folks, please support RBN to keep all this free speech alive. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on that donate page so that we will speak again soon. And I would like to give my hats off once again to Mr. Rivero. I don't know if you heard, David. Michael Rivero will have his last week finishing up on Friday. He's retiring from the RBN radio biz.
Oh, yeah, I had heard that. He was one of the old guard there. But I don't know, is he going to do shows on his own, or is he just retiring?
He's going to still focus on the website, and yeah, he might still do some occasional podcasts. But but the website's still growing, so, and yeah, he just needs to focus on that if the household situations.
I think you're having trouble with your mic there, Richard.
Okay. Well, no, but please support the station, folks, and we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button, like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.